I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republicans Weekly Address.
We have the commitment to America. The policies that create a plan to put us on a new track. It's a plan for an economy that is strong, where you can fill up your tank and feed your families, where paychecks grow, not shrink. A plan for a nation that is safe, where communities are protected, law enforcement is respected, and criminals are prosecuted. It's a plan for a future that is built on freedom, where children come first and are taught to dream big. A plan for government that is accountable, where politicians don't get special treatment and Americans get answers. The truth is, we simply cannot afford two more years of Democrat control. It is our commitment to the American public, a plan for a new direction to make sure that the next century is the American century. With that, I want to introduce our whip, Steve Scalise.
Thank you, Kevin. Families are struggling under the weight of big government socialism. What Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have done the last 2 years to ram through trillions in spending, mountains of heavy regulation, and more big government socialism, it's hurting the lower income families of America. It's costing people jobs. It's making it harder for them to put food on the table. And people are saying enough is enough. And they're losing hope. But the good news is, we're providing hope in what the commitment to America represents. We're laying out to the American people a plan, a vision for the future, bold conservative ideas that actually confront these problems that Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and all the other big government socialists here in Washington have done to make things harder for people. We're going to actually return power back to people, restore freedom and hope to communities. We're going to get government off of people's back and do things like reduce inflation, like bring an energy policy that promotes American energy after we've seen a year and a half of attacks on American energy. And when Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi go after American energy, it yields higher prices at the pump. It means people can put less food on the table. We're going to fire Nancy Pelosi. We're going to actually go and fight for the American people to show that there is a better way to get this country back on track and restore the American dream for generations to come. And with that, now I'm proud to bring up our conference chair, Elise Stefanik.
Thank you, Steve. As Leader McCarthy said today, families are struggling. They're struggling to balance their budgets. Seniors, including many from my district, are draining their savings. And the next generation is finding it impossible to afford the American dream. Joe Biden and House Democrats have no plan to address the skyrocketing inflation, highest in my lifetime. They have no plan to secure the border. And they have no plan to address the skyrocketing crime crisis causing chaos in our streets. And the American people are smart. They know that single-party Democrat rule have caused these crises. Today, over 70% of America's workers now say their wages have fallen behind Joe Biden's skyrocketing inflation tax. And according to recent polling, voters trust Republicans over Democrats on issue after issue, whether it's the economy, whether it's the border, whether it's inflation or crime. It is clear the American people are looking for a new direction, and House Republicans have a plan. And I'm honored to introduce our colleague, Congresswoman Ashley Hinson from Iowa.
Well, good morning, everyone. We all know last year, President Biden and Speaker Pelosi spent and spent and spent. And now we are all paying the price for that as inflation eats away at everyone's paychecks. America cannot afford one-party rule any longer. One in six Americans are behind on their utility bills. Grocery prices are up 13.5% annually, and mortgage rates are the highest that they have been since 2008. Republicans are working on common sense policies to help restore our economy for everyone. We are committed to combating inflation, regaining American energy independence to bring down the cost of gas and electricity, and making goods here in America, not in China. Now it's my honor to introduce my colleague from Texas, Myra Flores. Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you so much, Leader McCarthy and fellow colleagues. On June 14th, I became the first Mexican-born Congresswoman ever elected in Congress. And the commitment to America is fighting exactly for that, for the American dream. A nation that is safe, una nación segura. That is what all Americans want, and that is what we will deliver with the commitment to America. As a mother of four children and a representative of a border district, I can say that the situation we find ourselves in today, both as a nation and as a community, is disturbing. The status quo cannot stand. We have drugs coming into our community, our schools, our homes, meant to steal the youth and life of our children and rip apart the fabric of our country's most valuable treasure, our families, our familias. But this ends here and this ends now. The commitment to America is not just a roadmap to a better tomorrow. It is a roadmap to a better America. Thank you and God bless America.
We will next hear from our colleague, Congressman Burgess Owens.
I'm a father of six children and 16 grandchildren. My dream is that they one day will successfully run circles around me. That is the desire of every past generation. It has always been about our children. It is the American way. It's time we start teaching our children what freedom looks like, what it means, and where it comes from. Our founding father, Thomas Jefferson, once said, "Ignorant and free can never be." The Republican Party's commitment to America will get our country back on track. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last. Commitment to America. We're on our way, my friends. Hang in there.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.